The song says, are you thirsty for the Master? Drink deeply from the water of life. I'm going to open the microphone just for a few minutes, and we like to do this every place we go, and I just like to provide an opportunity for the students to respond by way of testimony. So if the Lord is leading any one or two or four or five of them to share words of encouragement, words of testimony, I'll just open it up for them to do that at this time.
My name's Regina, and I'm a junior at the Falls. Okay, I don't really know why God wanted me to share this, but He did. He put it on my heart to share it tonight, and I pray that this blesses y'all. But 2 years ago, He saved me, and ever since then, like, I've never struggled with looking at Him as Master and as King and looking at myself as servant and lower and everything. I never struggled with that. But for some reason, I always struggled with Him being the Father who wants to give us all just amazing things and wants to just bless us and pour out on us richly. I struggled with seeing myself as a daughter of God, as a princess, as worthy to be loved or anything by this great God, you know, who created everything. I struggled with that. And just, wow, it's been so amazing. Recently, He's just been showing me more and more how He is the Father, how He does love me. He loves each of us, and He wants to give us good things. He does want to give us the desires of our hearts. He does have plans, good plans, perfect plans to prosper us. And I can say that, and for once, really believe it. So amazing, and He just wanted me to share that with y'all. And like I said, I just pray that touches someone in here, all of you. That would be my prayer, but just someone, and that y'all can look at yourselves and God in that way too. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Daniel Stewart, and I was reading in Daniel this afternoon. And then I was thinking about the song we sang, which is about Daniel. And I was reading in chapter 1, right there at the beginning, and it talks about when Daniel becomes captive and his three friends are captive in Babylon, which was at that time the biggest empire and very pagan nation. But you read in through the story there in chapter 1, and it comes to the part where the king is wanting them to eat his food and do all this stuff, do all these pagan things. And Daniel, and it says Daniel and his three friends chose not to defile themselves. And I was thinking and praying that, you know, that's what I want for me in my life. You know, we have the choice either to take hold of the corrupt things of this world or reject and hold on to God and hold on to the things that He has given us, and most importantly His Son and life through Him. And that just came back to, I was just reminded of that, you know, do we choose to not defile ourselves with the things that this world offers, be that pleasures, lust, whatever, or do we stand firm as Daniel and his three friends did in that account? So just for a challenge, you know, when you're out there in the world and you're doing your thing, you're working, going to school, whatever, you know, choose not to defile yourself. Make that choice and stand firm on the Lord, and He'll give you the strength to do so, because we can't do that, but it's a challenge. That's what we should look for. That's what we should look to. And, you know, just take that, and hopefully that can help y'all out.
Hi, my name is Austin. I was back there and arguing with God about how I should not come up here, but He was like, no, you should. So I was like, okay. Anyway, He brought on my heart to share with you something that I've experienced pretty much all this week. I really don't like sharing this kind of stuff, but God was like, you know, someone could use this. And so, okay. here it goes. I have spent the past 7 days fasting my time at dinner to spend time with God, even more so than, you know, my usual, or try to be usual, daily devotions kind of thing. And each day, it's been something different. Like, the first day, I could not stand before God. I was on my knees, just in tears in front of God. And then the next day, it was something completely different. Like, I was almost struggling over some type of turmoil that was within me. But each experience was something completely different and completely refreshing. And it was enjoyable because I knew that each experience was me growing closer to God. Because He puts us through amazing feeling, emotional situations. And He puts us through these even-keel emotions where you're just like, man, I don't really feel like anything. But it's still progressing. And then there's those emotions where you can do nothing but grasp on. You can do nothing but hold on because you know if you let go, you're going to fall. And it's during those days that God picks you up and goes, my child, you are mine and mine alone. I will not let you go. I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. It's kind of like that Footprints, you know, poem where, you know, the guy's walking through life and he's like, during those times of trouble, there's only one set of footprints. And he's like, where, God, where'd you go? He goes, my child, I was carrying you that whole way through. And so I encourage you with that. God is carrying you through the hard times just as much as He is holding your hand and skipping along with you during the happy times. I mean, He's laughing and dancing and crying with you just as much as your friends are, if not more. So I encourage you with that.
Hi, my name is Ruth, and I'm a senior this year, so I'll be graduating next semester. But something that God has been teaching me and really just pressing on my heart is patience, because I don't know exactly my plans right after graduation. Today I was talking to one of my friends, and she told me just basically in a roundabout way to have patience, and I knew it was God speaking to me through her. And something that I've been waking up each morning with is the acronym JOY, to love Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. And in that case, that was God saying, think of yourself last and put others first, and of course put me before, and just know that, just like Regina said, I know the plans for you, and just have to wait and be patient. And as much as I know I don't like to be patient, I'm sure many of you don't, but something that God really pressed on me is just to trust and know that even though I don't know what I'm doing now, that He knows exactly what I'm doing, and I just need to wait.
My name's Katie. I'm a junior at the college, and I was kind of doing the same kind of thing as Austin, arguing with God up there about coming down, because I don't even know exactly what I'm supposed to say, but I just feel like I need to say this. But and also Austin was talking about having like kind of even keel sort of emotions, and that's a really hard place to be. That's kind of where I've been this week as we've been on choir tour, which is like a really awkward place to have these like even emotions, because it's supposed to be like this great time of praising God and stuff. But today I've just kind of realized that even though I may not always feel God and I may not always feel like He's right here, I have to trust and know that He is right here and He is not going anywhere. And He has not called me to figure everything out. He doesn't expect me to know what's going on next week or next year, but He has called me to trust Him. And so I want to trust Him with my future, with the rest of school, with what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. You know, I want to trust Him. And even though I can't feel Him, and even though it doesn't necessarily feel like He's here, I have to trust that He is. So, anyway, I hope that can be an encouragement to some of you guys. Maybe you're dealing with some of the same kind of thing, with not feeling like God's near. But you just have to remember that He will never leave you or forsake you, and that He is there. So, thank you.
And could we all just bow our heads and close our eyes for a few minutes and just be quiet before our Heavenly Father, as if there is something in a song or in a testimony tonight, and He has spoken to your heart. Perhaps He's calling you to respond to Him in some way, and not to call you forward to the front of the church, but just make that place right where you are, a place of prayer, and seek God for a few minutes in the quietness of this moment as He leads you. Our dear Heavenly Father, we bow humbly in your presence for the prayers that are from your people, from your children, right at this very moment. We ask that you meet those needs. We ask you to bless each and every one that is seeking you in this moment. And just meet their need according to your perfect will and your perfect way and your plan. And we do trust you, Father. And we want to say that we love you. We thank you, Father, for this time tonight that we've been able to gather as your children and bring praise and worship to you. And we do indeed hope and pray, Father, that this has been pleasing in your sight. And so we commit this time to you and give you all of the praise and the glory. And we thank you for our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for all that he is, all that he has done for us, his completed, finished work on the cross of Calvary, and his glorious resurrection, so that we can indeed serve a living Savior. And we just thank you and praise you, Father. We cannot praise you and thank you enough. We love you, and we worship you, and we adore you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All of God's children said, amen. Isn't God good? Do you feel like just jumping up and praising him sometime? Well, that's what we're going to do next. This song is called Praise His Holy Name. It's a bit of a gospel style, and we hope that you'll just continue to worship him with us as we sing.
joining in again on the praises. What a wonderful time we've had. Dr. Tom, thank you very much. It says in the Bible that those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And so, as you've been a great blessing to us tonight, I know that the Lord would bless your hearts and sustain you, give you a lot of joy in Him. A little bit of rest before you go back to those classes next week or whenever. That's terrific. But could we express our appreciation to the choir, to the Lord, to Dr. Tom for all his young folks to bless this holy name. They are a living letter from Christ. Thank you so much. We're going to pray for them, and then there's going to be a benediction sung. And please greet them in the hallway and be a blessing to them. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, it's been a wonderful time tonight between you and us. I can see you, your countenance smiling at these young folks as they sing to you and smile back at you. Thank you for the relationship that produces this kind of music. And Jesus, I ask for your greatest kindness, guidance, direction, joy, and strength to be with each young person, to be with Dr. Council and all the adult support team they may have. Lord, with all the different needs represented, I thank you you're sufficient in these days to just bless these young folks beyond what they can count. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for glorifying yourself through them tonight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.